It's the Rob Zicari Show. Don't forget, go to the RobZicariShow.com for all of your Rob Zicari needs. Well, kind of Rob Zicari needs. Not like, I mean, there's certain needs that you're not going to have met when you're on the website. There's certain things. I mean, I can't guarantee all of your needs will be met. A lot of the needs will be met. Not all of the needs, but a good portion of needs. We almost have the message board. I'm creating a message board. I think it will do good. I think it will be popular. It might not, but I've been wrong before. I've been wrong before about the about things, but I think the message board will be popular. So it's going to be a political message board. It'll be done by Monday. It will actually be done by this weekend, and I'm going to tweet it out, and it'll be ready for people to use, and we'll try to create some buzz, and we'll try to create traffic. I mean, we'll try to create excitement. We'll try to create something positive for the Republican / conservative movement. Okay. But we'll see. And I will let you know when that's ready. So the other big controversy involved Trump. And what's funny on this, something like the bathroom ordinance, and Trump coming out and basically saying, listen, it's a state right issue. It's a state right issue, but if Caitlyn Jenner decides she's going to come in my building and use a bathroom, who am I to say what bathroom she should be forced to use? Now, conservatives and some Republicans' heads exploded yesterday. Oh, man. I mean, it was boo! And the media acted as if it never happened. Why? Because it was a softer stance. And it goes back to my first segment. The media is terrified of Trump because, remember, the media, by and large, are Democrats. And in turn, they want Hillary. They need Hillary. It's Hillary through. I mean, that's it. It's Hillary or bust. Okay. It's Hillary or bust. So they downplayed a softer toned language came to a issue that Democrats love to use to get that base excited and frothing at the mouth. Remember, when you hear people say Republicans are divisive and they're, you know, they pit this group against that, Republicans aren't the ones that do that. Democrats are the ones that pit all the groups against 62 million people. I mean, serious. Rather it's black, rather it's gay, rather it's women, rather it's Mexicans, rather it's Colombians, rather it's Puerto Rican, Chinese. Democrats are the ones that are constantly telling these groups that another group hates them, despises them. They, the Democrats, are the only ones that can protect them. So, this whole bathroom debate, this whole who can use what, and do we need laws on the books, and it's a hot topic. It's a millennial topic, really. And we discussed this yesterday. And I have very strong feelings about the whole transgender, she-male, whole weird, what's it all mean, drag queen, woman trapped in a man's body. We have a story right now. Go to the story. TheRobCarryShow.com. Go there. ZeroFilter.com. Go there. Read the story. Read the story. If you're a dude in a wig, okay? We used to call them drag queens. There's a difference between a drag queen. Somebody that legitimately has been going through this battle at an early age. Years go on. The whole woman trapped in a man's body becomes so immense, so powerful, that they go through the procedures to make them a woman. That's completely different. Completely different than a guy dressed in a wig on a Monday and on a Tuesday he's playing baseball with his boys. And then on Wednesday, he's back to wearing his wig and his makeup. And on Thursday, he's playing flag football. It's totally different. Totally different. Absolutely, totally, 100% different. RuPaul is a drag queen. The people that are on RuPaul's shows are drag queens. RuPaul will not tell you that he's a woman. RuPaul will not tell you he is a woman trapped in a man's body and he's just waiting to get the money together or the insurance or whatever to have his penis cut off and made into a vagina and breast implants and hormone treatment and Adam's apple shaving. hair transplant to the point through and through. A manufactured woman, but a woman nonetheless. That is different than a guy with a 5 o'clock shadow, with a nasty, stringy $20 wig, a bad makeup job, going, "Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm a transgender." Totally different. Totally different. Totally different. Now, NBC and Trump seem to have this wacky relationship because a topic comes up and it's a hot button issue. But the NBC people frame it how your ordinary American would understand it or talk about it or debate it. And remember, Trump is not a politician. He's not a career politician. So he hasn't sat there and thought, what is the safest, most sterile, most not one way or another answer? How do I answer this without offending this group, without alienating that group, without giving a real answer? He's like us. He's an ordinary person. He's the blue collar billionaire. So he answers a question, or he has a conversation like we all would. So when it came to the Chris Matthews and abortion question, and Matthews starts saying, well, if abortion is illegal, if they make it illegal and it's murder. Because remember, it started out with, what's your feeling on abortion? What's your position on reproductive rights? And Trump said, well, I'm pro-life, except when a woman's health is at risk, you know, or life of the mother, life of the child, whatever the hell it is. You know, that standard, I'm pro-life with these exceptions. But then it got into the barroom debate, the let's smoke a joint and really dissect abortion. And when that happens, Trump is going to talk to you like we all would have a conversation with each other. So Matthew says, well, if it's illegal and you make it illegal, it's murder and you break the law. And murder's on the table. Shouldn't there be consequences? And you could see Trump like, well, yeah. I mean, if you're putting it in this, you're just envisioning two guys sitting with a joint in their hand and drinking a beer, maybe eating some clams, big old porterhouse in front of them, and they're discussing abortion. I'm seriously, like, two political guys, you know, in a D.C. bar, D.C. restaurant. Maybe two senators, a Democrat and a Republican, going through this debate. Trump's Mr. Nation of Laws and the whole thing. Well, if you're, you know, if it's illegal and murder and you're punished, yeah, sure. Yes, the woman, yeah, there has to be a punishment. And Matthew's like a fine, like jail. And Trump goes, well, no, not jail. So you're talking about a fine, a punishment. So Trump says, well, yeah. Sure, if the argument is illegal murder, because remember, in order for the Supreme Court, in order for it to be illegal, which, remember, there are certain states that already have laws on the books, these personhood laws, where if you do something to harm the fetus, you could go to jail. So there's already laws on the books. That's the funny thing nobody talks about. There's already laws on the books. There's already women who have gotten in trouble for doing stuff that harms the fetus. There's been guys who have gone to jail for forcing their girlfriend or their wife to have an abortion, meaning they put drugs in their drink. They've done something to make that woman have a miscarriage, to have the child die inside their womb. So there's already these laws saying, well, yeah, I mean, if it's illegal and it's murder and you're talking about having a law on the books, well, yes, there has to be a punishment. And people lost their mind. And not just Democrats, but Republicans did. See, he doesn't know the issues. He's not a real pro-lifer. Anybody that's a pro-lifer knows that the woman shouldn't be punished. Well, that's BS. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that that's a position that pro-lifers take so they don't look as extreme when it comes to abortion. But everybody knows that if abortion was illegal, if abortion was outlawed, pro-lifers would have no problem set up where a woman would be punished for doing something that was illegal. If you could still go to jail for buying drugs and you're a junkie, you're an addict, then trust me, if abortion was illegal and outlawed, women prosecuted, fined, or whatever for going out and seeking an abortion, because you would then have, well, if you have no place to turn, or you were raped, that you would have those exceptions. I mean, you would have a whole Pandora's box of craziness. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. But when it comes to pro-life, I'd never have one. I wouldn't want my girlfriend to have one. I wouldn't want my wife to have one. But I'm a little torn on telling somebody else that they can't have one, or they can have one, or whatever. Now, where I am strong and opposed and fall on the conservative side when it comes to this issue is late term. I feel any time past 3 months is wrong. If you haven't figured out what you want to do past 3 months, I mean, seriously, a woman knows she's pregnant for the first month. Say second month, tops. After 3 months, I'm pretty sure a rational, even if I had to sign a bill or I was a senator and I had to vote, I would be persuaded when it comes to limits of when that procedure. But, you know, morning after pills and things of that nature, you know, that's up to a woman, her doctor, her husband, her boyfriend. That's a whole family thing. So that's a whole family thing. But yeah, I can play with later in the cycle. I definitely can get aboard the anti-abortion group on that aspect. So from exploded people's minds, the anti-abortion people just lost their mind. See, he's not serious. He does see the issues. Well, it's not that. It was a trick question. I mean, it was a hypothetical of something that never ever happened. The nuclear question. Well, would you ever take using nukes off the? Because why? Never any. So you mean you would use nukes? I don't know. I mean, it maybe. Oh my God! How could you say that? What do you mean? How did you say that? You're not supposed to. Why would you say that? Well, because why would you take anything off the table? So you would use nukes? Well, I don't want to use nukes. I would think that would be the last resort. You would use nukes in Europe? Nukes? Option A. It's all on. Oh my God. Well, I was in. We have another Germany? Could we have? I mean, is it possible that something bad could happen? I mean, isn't it possible? I mean, isn't it possible? Well, yeah, okay. Isn't it possible that ISIS, the Taliban, isn't it possible that they could take over Pakistan? Isn't it possible they could overthrow the government? Isn't it possible that they could get their hands on the nuclear arsenal in Pakistan? Isn't it possible that North Korea could be at a point where they're not all puffing out their chests, where it is a real threat? Isn't it possible? Yeah, okay. So as president, if I get the call that said, hey, North Korea actually has a nuclear weapon that could actually reach the coast of the United States. It could actually reach California. We now know that for a fact. We have satellites. We have every piece of information that's legit, that's credible, that's real. We have it. What do you want to do, Mr. President? Well, let me talk to the advisors. Guys, would you... Well, Mr. President, I think we should act. I think maybe we drop a bomb on them or two. We kind of give them a little taste a la Japan. Okay, do it. If it means saving California, yeah. Yeah. So, again, there are these weird conversations that, yes, a 30-year politician would answer differently, because a 30-year politician, a 40-year politician is programmed to speak BS. That's why our country is in the shape that it's in. That's why everything that goes on in this country makes no sense. When you hear things, deficits and waste and fraud, and you just go, how does this happen? In any other walk of life, these things don't happen. Sure, maybe a smidgen, but once it gets found out, it's stopped. Government, year after year, we have this problem, that problem. Nothing's ever fixed. And that's because you have 30, 40, 50-year politicians. Guys like Strom Thurmond that were in the Senate for 70 years. Guys that had slaves, for heaven's sake. People like Robert Byrd who were part of the Klan. You know what I mean? That's why. That's why. So Trump gets himself into these situations because he's not a 30-year BS politician. He's like us. He's a common sense guy. He's someone who goes, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. And I bet if you polled 20 other people, they'd all agree with me. So the she-male, transgender, drag queen, whatever you want to call it, issue came up at this NBC town hall Matt Lauer event. Okay? Now, you got to remember something. What you're hearing from the far right, the Ted Cruz group, it is a different argument and a different debate than what is going on in normal, everyday walks of life. Now, you know, I'm not Mr. Dude in a wig, go and do whatever you want to do. You've read my story. You've heard me talk. You know where I stand. So before you guys get all nuts and start emailing me and having little tantrums, oh, what are you flip flopping? No, absolutely not. But I'm trying to put this in a rational conversation. If somebody presents to you, or somebody presents to me, a guy dressing up as a woman and going in a girl's bathroom so he can watch little girls pee, your first and only response is that is wrong. But that's wrong. Rather you're transgender, rather you're a she-male, rather you're a creepy, degenerate pervert. Regardless, and rather there's a law on the books or not, doing that is illegal. You don't need a law. You don't need an amendment for somebody to go to jail for doing that. And if that question and that scenario was posed to Trump, or anybody for that matter, their response would be exactly what my response was. But once you throw in Bruce Jenner, it changes the conversation. It changes the thought process. Because no one, no matter how you feel about transsexuals and transgenders, she-man, the whole thing, no one believes Bruce Jenner is trolling women's bathrooms for 7-year-old girls to go pee so he can watch them. No matter how you feel about she-males, I hate them, they're fags. I get it. But there's no way the most hardened anti-she-male LGBTers feel that Bruce Jenner did, like, he woke up one day and went, I'm going to start wearing a wig so I could watch 7-year-old girls pee in a woman's bathroom. Yeah. No one believes that. So when you try to ask the LGBTYQE bathroom question to a presidential candidate, and it's framed with Bruce Jenner in mind, you're going to get an answer like Trump gave. Now, if you frame it and say, Donald, Mr. Trump, do you think a guy can wake up in the morning, throw on a wig, put on some makeup, and troll women's bathrooms waiting for little girls to pee? The response would have been different. And the response that Ted Cruz is giving people, are we going mad? Are we going... The question framed in that way. When Ted Cruz says, Donald's in favor of a man waking up, putting on a wig, and watching little girls pee. That's not what was proposed. As soon as Matt Lauer starts talking about Caitlyn Jenner, you move away from a creepy guy throwing on a wig and trolling little girls' bathrooms. And you don't need a law on the books to put a guy like that in jail. Because like I said yesterday, a true transsexual, a true man, a true man that has a woman trapped in that body, okay, that whole transition thing, that whatever the hell they call it, I'm not a doctor, but that whole issue, if done correctly and above board, where it's not a creepy guy dressed in a wig with a 5 o'clock shadow looking for little girls to pee-pee, you can never tell. They have implants. They're not standing at a urinal with their ding-a-lings out and their testicles pushed to the side of their underpants. If you have a legitimate 100% transsexual you can never tell going on in North Carolina where you have the NBA All-Star game. Forget crappy bands like Boston. Okay, who cares about Boston playing at some 100-seat club? But when you start having All-Star games and Super Bowls and things that can impact a city to the tune of $50, $60, $70, $80 million, all based on what? How many creepy, dirty, degenerate guys threw on wigs and trolled women's bathrooms looking for little girls to pee in? Not a lot. Not a lot. Not a lot. And if there was a law on the books, if there was a law on the books, or I should say not a law on the books, either way, any dude who's in a bathroom and he's got his junk in his hand and he's masturbating while he's watching someone is against the law. Whether you have something that says XYZ is allowed to be in here or XYZ is not. But if I went into a men's bathroom and I'm standing at the urinal and I look over my shoulder and there's a 375-pound man stroking his penis, licking his lips, blowing me kisses. He's doing something that's illegal. I can walk out of that bathroom, find a police officer, find a security guard, find anybody in an authoritative position and say, come here, see, look what's that guy. And that person would be arrested. Do you guys remember the Congressman Livingston? He got arrested because he was in a men's bathroom that was known. It was known to have gay sex. It was known to be a place where men would frequent to meet up and perform sex acts with each other. So this congressman was in a back stall, the back stall that was known to have sex acts performed in or around. He noticed somebody next to the stall. He did what is known to be done to start the dialogue of let's have sex. He tapped his toe. He moved his foot onto the other person's foot under the stall who was in next to him. A conversation ensued. Let's have gay sex. And guess what? It was a police officer. Livingston was arrested because you can't do that in a public bathroom. Regardless, if there's signs that say this is allowed, that's not allowed, this person, that person, it doesn't matter. A dude can't go into another dude's bathroom. A guy can't go into a guy's bathroom, take out his junk, and start playing with it. Just like a woman can't go into a woman's bathroom, pull down her panties, and start masturbating. And as women come in to use the bathroom, she's sitting on the sink going, do you want to lick me? Do you want to lick me? Can't do that. It's against the law. You know, Republican, I should say hardcore conservatives like Ted Cruz, they force, they really do, they force these culture wars sometimes. It's like they force the liberals' hands to then do what they want to do and create this these firestorms. And then they present the arguments to other conservatives. What would you do if a man in a wig was following your daughter in a bathroom? What would you do? And he's watching her pee. And guess what? It's legal to do that because they're allowed to with this new bill. No, they're not. A bill that says a transsexual can use a bathroom doesn't also mean they can watch a little girl pee. It's not what it says. Stupids, but no. But no. Someone like Ted Cruz gets everybody worked up and starts putting out this narrative. And you're like, yeah, yeah. No, listen. If I have a daughter and she goes into a bathroom and a dude with a 5 o'clock shadow walks by with a stringy wig. Listen, if a guy that looks like the picture that Kurt Schilling tweeted out that everybody got outraged about, if that started to walk into a girl's bathroom, I would punch him in the face, okay? And no law on the books would let that in the bathroom. That picture has the guy's boobs out. The guy, genitals, his penis is out. Again, that is such an over-the-top, radical, extreme version of what all of this is about. And all it does is creates a fight with the left. And a fight that we on the right can't win. You can't win that fight. Not when you have the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the ABC. Not when you have the left controlling every aspect of media. And they're saying, listen, a guy that looks like this walking into a woman's bathroom would be stopped or would be arrested or would be detained, whatever, regardless if there was a law on the books or not. A guy going into a bathroom watching a little girl pee and then saying, I'm allowed to be here. It's a transgender bathroom. Look, I'm allowed to watch a girl pee. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Legitimate females, legitimate transgender people, legitimate Bruce Jenner people are not going in to a woman's bathroom to watch 7-year-old girls pee. And a legitimate female transgender human being going into a woman's bathroom one would never know that they used to be a guy. Plain and simple, my friends. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. So if you're talking about the Kurt Schilling picture, yeah, that can't go into a woman's bathroom. And no law on the books anywhere would allow that. Sorry. End of story. So when Matt Lauer says to Donald Trump, if Caitlyn Jenner came to Trump Tower, what is Donald Trump supposed to say? No! I would have one of my security guards put her head through a wall. Say, you faggot. Well, I mean, are you serious? It's like the abortion illegal. When these questions are put in a way that the average, because like I said, there's not a hardened conservative Ted Cruz whatever that would think Bruce Jenner is trying to watch six-year-old girls pee. That is a different argument than the Kurt Schilling picture of a big fat guy with a beard and a dirty wig on. Okay? I'm sorry to burst all your bubbles. I'm sorry that you got your aha Donald Trump moment blown up. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. When you frame a question and involve someone like Bruce Jenner, you're going to get an answer like you did from Donald Trump. If you frame the question where a guy wakes up in the morning, throws on a wig, goes to the bathroom where women go, and stares at little girls to pee, you're going to get a different answer. It's kind of like the whole gay debate. I mean, it really is. It's like the hardcore conservatives that take this position on homosexuals, like being in the same room with them, will automatically will force them to drop to their knees and start servicing every guy that comes into the building. I mean, seriously. And like I said, I'm not the LBGTWXYZ champion. But there is aspects of, all right, guys, we're going over top. You wonder why people look at us like crazy nut jobs? Because people like Ted Cruz make us look crazy nut jobs. When Ted Cruz got a pastor that he pals around with, and the guy stands on the stage and talks about homosexuals should be put to death, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Listen, I'm not Mr. you know, pro gay anal sex over here, but putting them to death? Come on. You know, it's like, I don't know about that. It's a little drastic, a little extreme there. It's a little extreme. It's a little extreme. Okay? Just a smidgen. Just a smidgen extreme. And like I said, the Ted Cruz's of our party put us in these positions. The Ted Cruz's put us in these positions. When they take a stance, which is very, very hard line over the top, that dilute a more rational stand on the same issue. That's why you have exceptions in the abortion stance. That's why you try to take a more measured approach when it comes to some of these social issues. We're not talking about having gay pride parades every other day and guys in G-strings shaking their junk. But the other extreme is they should die. You know, there has to be a middle. And when people like Ted Cruz get a hold of our party and start messaging for our party, they take us down that path. And it's that path of extremism. And in turn, you get somebody that says, we should pass a law. We should pass a law that states X, Y, Z. You know, there's certain things that you just don't need to pass laws about because they're just against the law in a abstract way. Like I said, anybody that goes into a bathroom and watches somebody else pee, anybody that goes into a bathroom and takes their junk out, whether it's a woman or a man, and pleasures them, so those are all against the law. Those are against the law. Sorry, it's against the law. Okay, it's against the law. If think about this. If you had a bathroom that said a transgender person can go into this bathroom, a shemale can go into this bathroom, okay, and a little girl is peeing, and she looks to the left, and there's a transgender person staring at her through the stall, rubbing themselves, licking their lips. It's against the law. You can't do that. Regardless, if there's a sign that says that person is allowed to be in there, it's against the law. If that little girl runs out and goes, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, somebody was staring at me while I peed." Look, Daddy, that person. And then that person comes out, and you grab that. Were you staring at my daughter to pee? Were you licking your lips and staring at my daughter? And that person goes, what? Yeah, but I'm allowed to. No, you're not. You're not allowed to. allowed to watch people pee. You're not allowed to pleasure yourself while you're watching. You're just not allowed to, regardless if a bathroom is transgender or no gender. You're just not allowed to. Sorry to burst everybody's bubble. And by making it a political issue, which is something that is already against the law, you create drama. You create situations like what happened on Matt Lauer, which becomes political. And it doesn't have to be political. Watching little girls pee is against the law. End of story. Sorry. Let's move on. But now creating laws and creating businesses to say, oh, we're not going to go there. We're not going to do. Why? Why would you do that? Having the federal government get involved. Why? 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 This didn't need to happen. This didn't need to happen. Sorry. It's unnecessary. It's against the law, regardless. Can't go in the bathroom and watch people pee. Can't pleasure yourself. Can't do that. You guys kill me.